Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTelli along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Abaron, on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, publisher and editor of LSU Tigers SI, Zach Nagy. Zach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon and over the weekend. Man, it was needed relief at a position that they really could use some help at, and not for this year, but certainly down the road, in flipping Cade Phillips, who's a four-star recruit from the Texas area, who was a verbal commitment to Texas, has now flipped, and now he is an LSU Tiger. And then, I think it was Friday, or maybe Saturday, they got Mike Tyler from South Carolina. Before they had got J.D. LaFleur, who I think, somewhat like his dad, I think, is going to be more of the inline blocker. When you watch Mike Tyler on tape, he's more the guy that can get you downfield. So two big gets for the LSU Tigers. But, man, that one at cornerback is one you really needed. And getting the flip from Cade Phillips was a big feather in the cap of Brian Kelly.
Yeah, no, first of all, thank you guys for having me back on. I appreciate it. And second of all, yeah, man, look, it's a big recruiting weekend for the program. To get Cade Phillips is just an absolutely monster addition to the 2025 class. And it's a program-changing haul. You've seen Bryce Underwood, Harlan Berry, DJ Pickett. Now you add somebody in the defensive backfield alongside Pickett in Cade Phillips. And this is a guy who is a tremendous athlete. He's kind of bursting on the scene right now on the recruiting ranks. He's skyrocketing. And he's a guy who has tremendous potential. He can play safety. He can play corner. Corey Raymond specifically likes him as a cornerback. And look, Corey Raymond's beginning to get his flowers now on the recruiting trail. He has two top 10 corners in America committed to the program. And Cade Phillips and DJ Pickett are program-changing guys. And it's a tremendous haul so far, and I don't think he's done quite yet in the month of August. So we'll see what happens there. But look, Cade Phillips is a tremendous talent. To flip him from the Texas Longhorns is tremendous. And you're right, he wasn't the only guy to commit to the Tigers this weekend. He joined Mike Tyler, South Carolina native, a tremendous tight end. And you kind of hit the nail on the head right there when you were talking about kind of J.D. LaFleur being that blocking tight end and Mike Tyler being more of a receiving threat. Tyler's a very versatile guy. He's a dynamic player. He's fantastic with the ball in his hands. And he's really a guy who, look, Joe Sloan's a creative guy when it comes to his playbook. For somebody like Mike Tyler, he can be utilized in a variation of ways, whether it's in the RPO game, as a blocker, as a receiver. So you have two tremendous versatile talents in this 2025 class, and it just continues to skyrocket more and more.
You know, when I look at, like, impactful players and whether they graduate early or they enroll in LSU early, looking at P.J. Woodland, that's being intriguing to me. You know, he made it to LSU's campus in January and then made big strides in the spring. And it seems like that's the case in point, what he's been able to do in August. Is that a fair assessment of him and what they counted on him to do, that being Coach Baker and the defensive staff?
Yeah, P.J. Woodland's a guy who's just really just had a meteoric rise up the depth chart. He was a Max Preps player of the year in Mississippi and kind of an undervalued guy, under-recruited player. And obviously he had some who's who offers, but he was only a three-star out of high school. And we've seen him kind of fly up the recruiting ranks so far, or I'm sorry, fly up the depth chart so far. And it's been really impressive to see. Obviously, he's running with the second team now, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him get significant playing time early in the season and eventually earn a starting role come SEC play. I've been really impressed with what he's done so far, and Blake Baker is too. Blake Baker used terms like ferocious and fiery and intense when he describes the play style of P.J. Woodland. And I'm really intrigued to see how he gets on the field, or how quickly he gets on the field, rather, because he's a tremendous talent and a steal, in my opinion, in that 2024 class.
You know, when you look at, obviously, who's going to contribute, who's not, and, you know, obviously, if you're an LSU fan, you want the defense to pull their weight. You know, Coach Blake Baker coming over from Missouri. And it seems like what I've read is that the offense, that obviously, it's not like they just totally dominating the defense. And what I mean by that is, like, whether you're dialing up a particular stunt or a blitz, that you're able to get after the offense and be able to hold your own. And I think that would bode well for LSU's team, because you don't want the same song and dance in the defense like last year. So that's what I'm intrigued, and look and see what's going to happen in that USC game and how the defense comes to play to kick off the season come Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, Bobby, for sure. And last fall in 2023 during fall camp, it was ridiculous. Jaden Daniels was carving up that defense night and day every single time he got on the field. Now, fast forward to 2024, and you're really starting to see this defense come into their own. And like you kind of alluded to, that's a kind of a change of pace, a breath of fresh air for a lot of LSU fans, because they're competing. And that's the Blake Baker way. That's what he's kind of instilled in this defense, is that they're going to play with passion. They're going to play with intensity. And you're starting to see that kind of come forth in fall camp so far. And obviously they'll carry that momentum into the season, but it's been a breath of fresh air so far to see that happen. And talking about schematic changes and personnel and whatnot, look, we're watching kind of a polar opposite approach from last year to now at this time. And it starts with Harold Perkins. He's coming off the edge. He's getting in the backfield. The blitz packages that Blake Baker's piecing together are tremendous. When we're watching 11 on 11 in the scrimmage form during fall camp, man, they're sending the house almost every single time, whether it's Harold Perkins. They're getting Major Burns in there too. You go to the second team, you're starting to see Kylan Jackson, who's a second team safety blitz. You're seeing so many different packages being thrown out there, and it's the blitz packages that have really taken me by surprise. So it's something that's a change of pace and should really be intriguing for LSU fans, because look, last season, I think a lot of people would agree that you didn't utilize the talent on the field. You didn't utilize your playmakers to the best of their abilities. Now, looking at somebody like Blake Baker, I think he's doing the complete opposite. He's getting the most out of his players. He's letting Harold Perkins do what he does best. It's that see ball, get ball mentality, while also utilizing his dynamic play style as well. So you're seeing this defense get you're seeing Blake Baker get the most out of his defense and the most out of his playmakers as well. It's been a tremendous change of pace from last year at this time to now.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, Zach, you know what's different? I was seeing where if you look how practice are structured, because the NFL doesn't do this, you know, they might thump the running back, but it's not live tackling. And I don't know, to me, sometimes you got to practice tackling if you're playing tackle football. And you look at LSU or the SEC, that's like the NFL. I mean, eventually, you know, those type players. But the one glaring area of weakness, I should say, that stood out to me was the poor tackling by LSU last season, where they gave up 30 points. They gave up at least 30 points in 8 games. So, Coach Kelly, it seems like with the last scrimmage, they actually were, no, we're tackling. We're not just all in position to make the play. We're actually tackling in this drill. I thought that goes a long way. Now, you might be taking chances with injuries and all that, but to me, If you're trying to be a better tackling team, you got to practice tackling.
Yeah, no, 100%. And that's something that my dad instilled in me as well. It's kind of just like you practice how you play. And when it comes to guys like this roster right here, you got to do everything you can in your ability to have your play translate to in-game situations. And we've seen Blake Baker really harp on kind of tackling angles, going about different drills and that sort. And then you continue to ramp up fall ball, fall camp, and you're starting to see more contact. And during 11-on-11, we saw more contact. Obviously, look, you're not going out there and putting your head down and doing what you would in an actual game per se. But, look, more and more contact is being on display during practice. And we kind of saw Harold Perkins pop Kyron Lacy last Saturday, I believe. And we're starting to see that intensity, that fieriness that we've been looking for. And you practice how you play, Bobby. And ultimately, I'm starting to see these guys start to ramp up the intensity. And that's something that's been a takeaway for me. Yes, they're not lowering the shoulder and putting tremendous contact on the offense, but that defense is coming to play, and they're really, really ramping up that intensity. I'll say that over and over again because that's something that the team lacked a season ago. So the more intensity, the more passion that you play with, it's going to put you in a good situation come the season.
Now, do you expect this? I mean, I expect this. I'm looking at Coach Kelly. Obviously, you got to be in the postseason, especially with the expanded playoffs. I think LSU needs to be in that number. And then when I look at Brian Kelly, he's won 10 or more games for 7 consecutive years. That's hard to do. Now, think about that. 7 consecutive years, won 10 or more games, the longest active streak among FBS coaches. He's only the second LSU coach to have done so in each of the first two seasons. You know, Les Miles did that when he won the national title in his third season in 2007. So I think I'd be extremely disappointed. I think Coach Kelly would be, and the fan base, if we're not winning at least 10 games or potentially being in that number with 10-plus wins and being a playoff team.
Yeah, I think the fan base would obviously be disappointed if you come up with, let's say, 8 or 9 wins. I think it's 10 wins or bust for this team. And I don't think the fan base is the only one that has that type of mentality. We've heard Will Campbell, Garrett Nussmeier, et cetera, kind of just go on and on saying, look, 10 wins is cool and all, but ultimately, you're playing for a national championship when you put on the LSU uniform. And Will Campbell talked about it best. He said, 10 wins is cool and all, but at a place like this, it can get you fired. And ultimately, this team's coming to play for a national championship this year. They're not coming to win 9 games and be complacent. They're trying to come out there, get double-digit wins, punch their ticket to the college football playoff, and see how their fate is from there on. But look, 100%. But Brian Kelly has won several games. He's done the 10 wins. He's done that. But it's all about winning the big-time games. It's all about showing up when the lights are brightest. And it's going to be this season where the team has to ultimately get their chance in the college football playoff. And you win 10 games in the SEC, and you're 100% in there. I think you can ask a lot of different people, and they might have different opinions. But if you ask me, I think 10 wins in the SEC gets you in that college football playoff, and that's exactly what this team's trying to do this season.
Zach, one of the guys that has really played, not like a freshman, and it didn't surprise me. I know you and I spoke about him before, is Tre'Davious Green at tight end. I'm intrigued on how they're going to use him with Mason Taylor being your regular tight end. I don't know if you can call Tre'Davious a regular tight end because he's built more like a real tall wide receiver than he is a tight end. But red zone and end zone plays, short yardage, man, you can't overthrow him. He's 6'7". So I'm interested to see how they do it because Brian's always talked about two tight ends, running a lot of two tight end offenses. Now he's got the players to do it and how they'll do it with Tre'Davious Green, who I think of the freshman, he may make the quickest impact on this team on offense.
Yeah, Mike, for sure. And when you look at the tight end room before Brian Kelly got here, it was kind of a position group of weakness. And now with BK in Baton Rouge now, he's really transformed that unit into just a complete overhaul. He's given tremendous talent to the offensive staff in that regard. And Tre'Davious Green is the best way that I can put it to you is he's a freak of nature. This is a guy who's 6'7", 245 pounds at the age of 18. He's a tremendous talent. He's beginning to put his hands in the dirt and improve as a blocker. But like you alluded to, he is a receiving threat. You can't overthrow him. You can't miss him. When he's on the field, he sticks out like a sore thumb. And on Saturday, he had the catch of the day. It was a freshman-to-freshman connection. Colin Hurley hit Tre'Davious Green in the back left corner of the end zone. where Trades went up and over P.J. Woodland for an insane catch, to put it best. And he's beginning to show flashes more and more. On day one of camp, he really looked the part, the size, the physicality. He looked fantastic, but he's growing day in and day out. It's going to be really hard to keep him off the field. And another thing that you hinted at a second ago was that two tight end set that they're going to look to do more and more this season. Yes, you have Mason Taylor, who I call Mr. Consistent. He's not going to make a mistake. He's always there. He's always in the right spot. He's a great, versatile, dynamic player. But now you can also utilize Kamorian Pimpton next to him. You can utilize Tre'Davious Green next to him. You have weapons in every facet of the game that can make this offense special, make it scary. And Joe Sloan has shown his playbook creativity throughout fall camp. And now you put a freak of nature like Tre'Davious Green on the field. It makes it more fun for Garrett Nussmeier. It makes it more fun for guys like Mason Taylor because you can open up that playbook more and more every single game. And look, Mike, it's going to be really hard to keep Tre'Davious Green off the field. He's a tremendous talent, and there's a reason why he was a five-star coming out of high school, and I think he's going to put that on full display this season.
Zach, thanks so much for joining us. I know one thing, Joe Sloan didn't have no tight end like that at Louisiana Tech. That's all I get to hear. And nothing like Mason Taylor or Tre'Davious Green at Louisiana Tech. I know he knows how to use them. Zach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great insights, buddy. Thank you.
All right, Zach.
No doubt. I appreciate it. You have a good night.
All right. Thank you so much. Zach Nagy, who covers the LSU Tigers for Sports Illustrated.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.